While many Massachusetts restaurants have been offering takeout service during the coronavirus pandemic, they won't be able to serve dine-in customers for at least another 2 to 3 weeks. Under Governor Charlie Baker's phased-in reopening plan, restaurants will be part of Phase 2, for which there's still no date. But in neighboring New Hampshire, where infection rates are much lower than hard-hit Massachusetts, restaurants began offering outdoor seating this week, as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
On a recent afternoon at the Waterhouse Restaurant in Peterborough in southwestern New Hampshire, General Manager Jeff Abbott is filling in as a cook preparing lunch.
This is the sesame seared ahi tuna. We've got some bok choy slaw, pineapple red pepper glaze, and then some pickled onions.
Like many restaurants struggling to stay viable over the past 2 months, the Waterhouse offered only takeout, but beginning this week, it's now serving customers outside.
We've been doing very nice takeout business, but it can't replace, from a financial standpoint and from an employee standpoint, actually having customers on site, which is why we were chomping at the bit.
Cy Gregg is co-owner of the Waterhouse, which has a lovely outside patio overlooking the rushing waters of the Newbanusett River. To survive the past 2 months, Greg had to lay off his hourly employees, but managed to keep some of his full-time staff. Before the pandemic, he seated more than 100 people inside and out. Now, under social distancing requirements, he can only serve about 30 customers on the patio.
Obviously, I could put 4 or 5 more tables out here easily, and that would make a big difference from a financial standpoint. But hey, time will come, and once we can start using the inside, that'll help too.
That won't happen for a while. Until then, no more than 6 customers per table, and servers must wear masks and gloves. But it's a start, and much welcomed by customers like Sherry Cheney, a realtor in Peterborough who's having lunch with a friend for the first time in weeks.
Yeah, it's been horrible. I've been cooking a lot, and, you know, with spring springing and it being so beautiful, we're just ready to get back to life. What they're doing here, I'm just so happy that they're open, and I really want to see them make it, and so I'm thrilled to be here.
They're also cooking lunch at the Pearl Oyster Bar in Peterborough. Owner Harris Weldon has struggled to keep this and his other restaurant going. He laid off more than half of his 50 employees, shifted to takeout and delivery only, and watched his cash reserves disappear. Loans from the Federal Coronavirus Relief Act helped, and now he has a few tables set up outside on the edge of a parking lot.
We're surviving. It's not ideal. We're not profitable by any means. The game has always been lose money slower opposed to making money.
But Weldon is optimistic and says serving customers again, even if it's just a few tables in a parking lot, makes it feel like a normal restaurant again.
You know, it's a good first step, and hopefully it's a sign for more to come.
But many restaurants still face huge challenges. Not far from Peterborough, 3 have shut down for good. Across the state, as many as 40 have gone out of business, according to Mike Summers, CEO of the New Hampshire Lodging and Restaurant Association. Allowing outside dining helps, but Summers says only about 20% to 30% of restaurants in the state have space for that.
So that leaves, you know, 70-80% of folks that can't do anything. And so they're still essentially closed at this point, which is, you know, not sustainable.
Summers says it's time to allow restaurants to fully reopen, albeit with strict safety measures. Many restaurant owners in Massachusetts feel the same way, but not all of them. Tony Maws is chef owner of Craigie on Main in Cambridge. He had to furlough most of his staff and shift to takeout only. He'd love to reopen, but because of the way ventilation systems work, he doesn't believe it's safe for any restaurant to do so yet.
From a health standpoint, in a contained space with a hood that is pulling air through the entirety of the restaurant, I don't care how many feet people are separated by, I just don't think it's a responsible decision for me to invite people into the restaurant.
Maws even has doubts about the safety of outside service. Under Governor Baker's phased reopening plan, the earliest restaurants could offer dining in Massachusetts is June 8th. But the governor's reopening advisory board is still considering how and when to do that safely. Mike Summers of New Hampshire's Lodging and Restaurant Association can't speak for Massachusetts, but he says with proper precautions in place, masks, gloves, and disinfectant protocols, restaurants in his state are ready to go.
You have to understand, historically, the hospitality industry, we've been leaders in sanitation and safety, et cetera, for decades. And just let us get back to business. We can do this. And really, it's driven by our customers who demand that of us.
Customers will have a lot to say about this. Back at the Waterhouse restaurant in Peterborough, I asked Sherry Cheney, what if all this is restarting too soon?
That's a good question. I really don't know. I just know my own comfort level. And sitting outside on a patio having some beautiful food is very comfortable for me. I may not go inside a restaurant, but I'm really comfortable right now.
But she says with more information or with a spike of new infections, she might change her mind about that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Peterborough, New Hampshire.